After a 22-hour break, it's back at it. WRJZ Joy Radio, 102.5 FM in Knox County, 99.5 in Sevier County, all over the world at WRJZ.com. This is the Bob Bell Show. Welcome in, 865-342-5620. It's a number to call. Later on, a chance for you to win a New Living Translation Bible from the one and only Insight for Living and Chuck Swindoll. It's the Chuck Swindoll NLT. Not only that, we have several other items to be given away in a huge prize pack that we're going to do just a little bit later on with Tanya Stout Brown. All right, a couple of things I wanted to talk about. Does Father really know best? We're going to talk about the balance. Does Father really know? Does he really know best? The idea is fathers and dads and men in general are mocked and being made fun of quite a bit today. Maybe there's a few serious ones that people tend to revere for whatever reason. Other than that, most of them are being mocked. I used to love Everybody Loves Raymond, right? Because you saw a guy that was unsure of himself, but it was really true. Then you saw things like The Cosby Show that showed a father, Heathcliff Huxtable, who was in perfect control. Then you saw The Unreal Things way back in the early portions of television in the late 50s. In Leave It to Beaver, Hugh Beaumont played Beaver's dad, and he was just perfect. Well, hello, fellows. How are you doing? Well, Beaver, I don't know about that. I think perhaps you should think closely about what you're doing. You know, everything he said was just perfect. By the way, Hugh Beaumont was a preacher at one point in his life. Don't know if you knew that. Coming up, I'm going to let you hear just a little bit of something original from Father Knows Best. Do we make too much fun of fathers now? Have we done that over the last three decades, though, that really causes a problem? Have we torn down men so much so that they can't be men? We'll talk about that in just a few moments. Fellows, we'll be right back in just a few moments. Ladies, we shall return. It is the Bob Bell Show. The number 865-342-5620. It's okay if you're a dad to be real, but also it's okay to ask for respect and earn respect, not demand it. It's a difference. That's coming up in a few moments. 9 minutes after 6 o'clock. Right now it's a glorious 64 degrees.
World's words come at us from all directions, and it can make us feel bitter. But Proverbs 16:24 says,
pleasant words are like a honeycomb, sweetness to the soul and health to the bones.
Here you'll find some good words to bring some sweetness to your life. You're listening to Joy Radio.
If I got Jesus, I've got
WRJZ Joy Radio. Before we get to Father Knows Best, or does he? A couple of things I want to throw out there. 12 minutes after 6 o'clock, I don't just throw this out there. It was 325 on this date, August 25, 325. The First Council of Nicaea ended. Leaders of the church adopted the Nicene Creed, affirming the Holy Trinity, fixing the yearly schedule of the celebration of Easter. It reads as follows. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father for all ages. God from God, light from light, or as we would say back in the day, very God of very God. True God from true God, begotten, not made. Consubstantial with the Father. I may have to look into that one. Consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. In other words, Jesus said, I and the Father are one, didn't he? For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried and rose again on the third day in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. By the way, Catholic means church universal in this case. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and life of the world to come. Amen. That is the Nicene Creed as it is written today. Ben Hogan won his first major golf tournament at the state in 1946, capturing the PGA professional. Meanwhile, you think of dads. You think of golfers and goofballs and sometimes people being too rough or too drunk, too loud or too toxic or distant. Now, I'm afraid too many fathers, especially younger dads today, sometimes become distant. They have their babies, they do a few things for their kids, but they may be present in their home, but they're not there. Their mind's not there. I say all this to say that it's really something to mark a date when a radio show came on that became a television show later called Father Knows Best on this date in 1949.
Is Maxwell House really the only coffee in the world?
Well, your father says so, and your father knows best.
Your father says so, and your father knows best. Again, this is 1949 on the radio.
Yes, it's Father Knows Best, transcribed in Hollywood, starring Robert Young as father. A half-hour visit with your new neighbors, the Andersons. Brought to you by Maxwell House, the coffee that's bought and enjoyed by more people than any other brand of coffee at any price. Maxwell House, always good to the last drop.
Now, you and I know that when we develop characters on radio and television for years in past, we often develop the ideal character, and it goes overboard way too much, where it's not just Father knows best, Father can do no wrong. However, when you have a father that is like Al Bundy in Love and Marriage, yeah, I know, Dave. All you have to do is watch about 5 minutes of that. I mean, it's like, oh, man. Is this what we're telling? Or what about Homer Simpson? Don't! I could go on and on. I mean, there's so many ways to tear down fatherhood. You either build it up way too much and make it way perfect, and nobody's perfect, except for the Lord himself, or you make it like Al Bundy. Which was really played well by Ed O'Neill, wasn't he? Ed O'Neill was great.
Hey, Peg.
Hey, Peg.
Come on out here, Peg.
Hey, Peg.
That's the way you can tell how which way the producers swing as to how the father's depicted in the sitcom.
Pretty much.
Usually it's not like Cosby, because he was like the disciplinary dad.
He was quintessential.
Wisdom, instruction, stuff like
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
But now if you look at TV shows nowadays, the father is a goofball.
Yeah, an idiot.
It's like you said, distant and stuff like that.
Well, you could have Raymond, which is beloved. I love Raymond. I really do love Raymond. But
Raymond.
Not Raymond. But I love Raymond. But I was thinking of somebody else just a moment ago. And how you can get to the point where you hate fathers so much and you talk about what's known as the toxic masculinity or patriarchy. That's a favorite word today. I hate the patriarchy. That's patriarchy, you know. Listen.
You talk about Winslow and Family Matters, probably?
Oh, no, that's a good dad. There's many more examples of bad dads. However, with Raymond, that comes from his own stand-up comedy. So Raymond grew up seeing a father like that. Hmm. And he's admitting that he's kind of a father like that. Well, we all kind of are. You know, I mean, but then again, I was the dad that was in the pickup line. I was the dad that was the cook. And I'm no girly man. But I was the cook.
Don't be a girly man.
But I was trying to serve my wife, too. See, if we have dads that serve their wives first, they tend to get the parenting much better. You know, the best thing I could ever do for my kids was love their mother. Amen. 18 minutes after 6 at WRJZ 618. Beautiful moon out there if you can still see it. God's creation everywhere. Fingerprints all over the place. Love it. Coming up in a few moments, 865-342-5620. Have we torn down men too much in this society?
Joy Radio.
Here's why people are listening this August.
It's a great starter for the day for us.
Gets me back on track.
You're locked in to Joy Radio.
Now this is how it feels to be alone at the top of the hill.
Humble yourself.
Oh Lord, it's hard to be humble.
Don't worry, Claybo, I edited.
When you're perfect,
it's edited
every way.
Everybody.
I can't wait to look in.
Humble yourselves.
As I get better looking each day.
I said humble yourselves.
You know me is to love. Oh Lord, it's hard to be humble.
There you go.
But I'm doing the best that I can.
Here's another earworm, by the way, just for fun. It's getting stuck in your mind. For WRJZ at 622, 22 minutes after 6 o'clock, I am Bob Bell. Today, August 25th, 1835, also marks 1835, I said, marks the first series of articles announcing the supposed discovery of life on the moon. It appeared in the New York Sun paper. It was called The Great Moon Hoax of 1835, of course. Articles were supposedly reprinted from Edinburgh Journal of Science. The byline was by Dr. Andrew Grant. Mr. Grant? No, different Grant. Described as a colleague of Sir John Herschel, famous astronomer of the day. Herschel had, in fact, traveled to Cape Town, South Africa in 1834, back in January of that year, to set up an observatory with a new powerful telescope. Herschel had found evidence of life forms on the moon, including fantastic animals such as unicorns, two-legged beavers, furry-winged humanoids resembling bats. Articles also offered vivid description of the moon's geography, complete with massive craters, enormous amethyst crystals, rushing rivers, and lush vegetation on the moon. The Great Moon Hoax of 1835. A lot of people bought into it. Terrible. That's a bad joke. But it just goes to show you that later on we talk about AI and the prevalence of technology and what happens in our mind, how easily we can be hoaxed. Think about it. In 1835, if something was published in a paper like the New York Sun, that was truth. I mean, you just assumed that was absolutely true. You didn't look at it as a joke. You know, it's just like when you hear on Halloween night, 1935, I guess it was, Orson Welles' War of the Worlds. I mean, it wasn't a joke. Meanwhile, you know who turns or who has a birthday slated for today? born on this date in 1930, Sean Connery, ladies and gentlemen, Academy Award winning actor of The Untouchables, The Rock, First Night, and then Goldfinger. Not only Goldfinger.
Goldfinger.
From Russia with Love. Thunderball.
He's the man with the mind.
Diamonds Are Forever. You Only Live Twice.
Spider's Touch.
Sean Connery. Born of the state in 1930, died in 2020. So, also Regis Philbin, born of the state in 1931, also died in 2020. Yeah. This was July 24th, 2020, when Regis Philbin was pronounced dead. He, of course, born in 1931, host of Live with Regis and Kelly. And Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Love that scrunchy voice of his. Ann Archer, the great actress, 79 today. Gene Simmons is 77 on the celebrity birthday list this morning.
Yeah.
Gene Simmons, 77. So the new song that Gene Simmons puts out at age 77, I Want to Rock and Roll Every Third Night and Only Part of the Day. Yeah. Kiss. Gene Simmons. Still, you know, the word I'm seeing, still wrestling back and forth with his faith. So it's interesting. Gene, come to Christ. By the way, I remember in, I don't know if it was 1990. I think it was 1990. I'm sitting at a radio station in Maryville, Tennessee. The program director brings in this record. And he dubs it to Cart. We played all of our music on Cart. He said, Oh, Bobby, you're going to love this one. I said, man, what is it? You know, I was young. Here's this guy with a huge mullet. I mean a super mullet. It wasn't a mullet. It was a mullet's mullet. It was king of the mullets. And he put on this record right here. And Billy Ray Cyrus changed the world. And the request line blew up. Billy Ray Cyrus is 65 today. I know. He was right at about 29 when Achy Breaky Heart came out. He'd done country music for a while, and of course he had the Achy Breaky dance that was famous all over the world. Billy Ray Cyrus, 65, or commonly known as Miley Cyrus's dad. Pretty much. Joanne Whaley, actress, trial by jury, birthday today, 62. Cornelius Bennett, great linebacker from Alabama, 61. Tom Hollander from the Pirates of the Caribbean and much, much more, 59 today on the celebrity birthday list. Love Tom Hollander. Also was in Pride and Prejudice and Enigma. For WRJZ Joy Radio, Bob Bell Show continues right here. It's 6:28, 28 minutes after 6 o'clock. Yeah, as you stepped out, did you see the moon? It was absolutely beautiful. A couple of things I want to talk about locally going on here. Sheriff Tom Spangler has just 1 week left on his tenure as Knox County Sheriff. We would love to have him back on the show. Unfortunately, Tom's not well. He is in the final stages of cancer now. Stage 4 pancreatic cancer. The defense for these 11 that have been charged with misuse of funds in the Knox County Sheriff's Department is getting Tom Spangler's 7-page deposition admitted as evidence, he's not able to withhold and just stand up and be questioned in court.
Yeah, I was wondering about if he had ever done that already.
He had done that.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
So now they have to argue that it can be admitted as evidence.
Well, I'd say it has to be. That's what I would consider a declaration.
I would, well, you know.
So something like that.
Most of what's being alleged happened before Tom Spangler got into office.
Yeah.
In fact, there's almost all of it.
Well, there's a lot of stuff that goes back to the 90s as well.
Yeah. Tom got in 2018. A lot of it happened in the earlier 2000s. So,
yeah.
I don't know. But he had a lot of evidence anyway, and he would be a key witness, as most people would say. I say all that to say this. Would you pray for Tom Spangler, the rest of his family? He's just not well. 6:30 at WRJZ, but I'll tell you what, it is well with his soul. I know that much. Coming up, a look at news from Fox News. So how are the economic restrictions on Iran going to work? We'll talk about that. All of that brought to you by Fleet Tire. I was there yesterday. Got a nail out of my tire. I was going to go somewhere like about an hour away, and I couldn't do it. But they fixed it. Johnny on the spot. They take care of you. By the way, new set of tires today. Get them at Fleet Tire. You'll get the best deal, too.
And now back to the Bob Bell Show.
I'm gonna fall.
Here we go.
Down on my knees.
Wake up at 6:36 in the morning.
And thank the Lord.
Hallelujah.
For bringing me peace.
Hit it, boys. Dave, you ever seen this guy play this song? Oh, man. You got to do yourself a favor.
People always trying to tell me just what you want to do. But I try to rely on my mama's advice, and that's always got me through.
Listen now.
But I'm falling short of glory at least a time or two.
Time or two.
Temptation all around me. Now I'm reaching out to you. I'm going to fall.
For WRJZ, Joy Radio. Brought to you by Knox Rail Salvage at Old City Kitchens. We go into Joel's place down there at Old City Kitchens. He's sitting there and probably helping a family design something. He sits down with some other designers, and they kind of talk it over in the talk it over room. They have this big conference room, and it's people like Annette Campbell, a friend of mine, and some of Joel's kids that are just brilliant in the way they see things. It's unbelievable what they're able to do. Something else. So for WRJZ Joy Radio, 102.5 FM in Knox County, we're proud to have Knox Rail Salvage and Old City Kitchens as our sponsor every Tuesday. And by the way, where do you find at Knox Rail Salvage? The question is, what don't you find at Knox Rail Salvage? They don't sell liquor, okay? They don't do that. But doors, floors, building materials, 2x4s, doors, floors, and 2x4s, and much, much more. I mean, I just made that up. I get a gold star today. But for WRJZ, we're just proud to be a part of them. The materials you have inside this studio that were built way back in 1994, we built the interior of this 1 year after I came to WRJZ. We were on Tazewell Pike at that time. Then when we moved over here, this was a big empty shell of nothing. The studio's walls or anything, Dave, were not here.
I was at the first word for RJZ was Tazewell Pike.
You yep.
Talk about cramped quarters.
Oh, man.
Man.
Doug Elkins and I had sales offices.
Yeah.
The sales offices were the talk studio. And the talk studio was about half the size. Well, it was less than half the size of this one, where I sit now.
Well, now when I came here in 2001, I thought, man, these are great facilities in here. Check this out.
Oh yeah,
I was like walking around here just amazing
wow.
stuff. Lev 89 at the time, and even 88.
But we had four stations in here.
Yeah, 760.
We had 760 with 760 AM 760, which is now WETR, Knoxville's talk you can trust. home of the Clay and Buck Show and Glenn Beck as well. That station was a motivation station, Knoxville's motivation station. It was wild. A little history of radio in our building, but Knox Rail Salvage has been a part of all of it. Stop in there and tell them you heard us talk about them today at WRJZ Joy Radio, 102.5 FM. Coming up, we're going to talk a little bit about the importance of history. Why we teach our kids, even about this great country. Is it a perfect country? No, but it is a great one. Why do we teach them what we went through and some mistakes we made and some great corrections we've made? Coming up at 6:40, 20 minutes away from 7 o'clock, the Bob Bell Show brought to you by Knox Rail Salvage.
The Bob Bell Show. If you ain't tuned in, well, bless your heart.
Welcome home, my friend.
Yeah. Don't say no more to the demons, they fill you with fear.
And that's, by the way, what demons and the enemy does.
The trouble in my drag you down. You get lost, you can always be found. Just know you're not alone. Cause I'm gonna make this place yours.
Fear is one of the great tools of the enemy, the devil. For WRJZ, do not be afraid. How many times in the scripture does it say, do not fear, do not be afraid? Yeah, in this world you will have trouble, but take heart, Jesus said, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Then you hear Joshua 1:9. Be strong and of good courage. Do not be dismayed, for I am with you wherever you go. Fact is, that was the favorite verse of my friend Matt Hinken all through his life, not just when he found out he had Parkinson's disease years ago. That was his favorite verse. Way back over 22 years ago, I get a call from Matt Hinken. I'm sitting in the chair where Dave Clabo is right there. It's 5:30 in the morning. I'm doing show prep. And he's out of breath. He goes, hey, Bob. I said, Matt, what's going on? Something going on with the weather? He goes, no, man, I'm getting ready to leave town. I said, getting ready to leave town? He said, yeah, Deb and I are going to go pick up a baby. I said, say what? They've been wanting to adopt for some time, not able to have children the conventional way. And this opportunity suddenly came forward. And off they went to the Midwest. And a few days later, they came back with baby Joshua, Joshua 1:9. Baby Joshua is about 22 years old now. Meanwhile, I just thought that was a great story, don't you? And he quoted to me even then when he got ready, said, I'm getting ready to get on the plane. I'll see you in a few minutes, or I'll see you in a few days. Remember, Joshua 1:9. Be strong and of good courage. Do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God will go with you wherever you go. For WRJZ Joy Radio, hope you're encouraged. I talk about the courage of men and women who lived in the 1700s, many of whom had to make a very key decision in their personal life and in collective life to say, we will not be under tyranny of England and King George. And then there were many other decisions that had to be made over 100 years later, or 70 or 80 years later, that it was. 87 years later, for sure. Where there had to be an end to slavery here. It had begun in some places in Europe where that type of slavery was being done away with. Slavery had been a part of the human landscape as far back as recorded history goes. People have been making slaves out of other people, capturing, conquering, putting them in chains. Ask the Jewish people how many times they were enslaved. Ask some of the Jews how many times they've enslaved other people. way back in their history, yeah. It's not an unblessing to the Jewish. God had a way of wiping the Jewish people out and then building them back up. But did he ever chastise them? He sure did. To those he loves, those he chastises. Anyway. And then the decision had to be made here, where a lot of, especially industry that provided goods and food, was being done with and on the backs of slaves. And in many cases, the treatment was indeed horrendous. In some cases, the treatment was almost like a family. So it went from one extreme to another. But the fact of the matter, those men and women were not free. And some of them weren't even seen as human beings, created in the image of God. What began to change things is a biblical worldview. This is why a biblical worldview is important for the people that we elect. And say, Bob, why should you talk about politics? I'm not trying to talk about politics. What I'm trying to say is this. Pay attention to the people whom you vote for and what they actually believe. So, well, that doesn't have anything to do with whether the county commission ought to have flock cameras. Yeah, it does too. It has a difference on how the county commission or your mayor or your governor or your state representative, how they see taxes, how they see responsibility. If you elect people who do not believe in personal responsibility, or if you elect people who've been well-educated, but they believe that only a few people should make the decisions for everyone because they are smarter and better trained at Princeton, that is not a biblical worldview. Coming up, we're going to have a little fun as we talk about the Emancipation Proclamation from one Bernard Fife. All right here, WRJZ Joy Radio, brought to you by Knoxrail Salvage and Old City Kitchens. Coming up, food for the soul.
And now back to the Bob Bell Show.
Good morning.
In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore.
For WRJZ Joy Radio, welcome in and good morning. So good to have you along. Bob Bell at your service, 653, 7 away from 7. We talk about a couple of other things. By the way, Faison Brandon has been tabbed as the starter for University of Tennessee football quarterback. It's a good choice. He is a true freshman. He's extremely talented, and he's extremely raw. He's extremely inexperienced, but George McIntyre was not able to beat him out, as talented as George McIntyre is. Now, if I'm Josh Heupel, and I bet you he's already done this, I go straight to George McIntyre after making the announcement that Faison Brandon said, look, George, your one strained wrist or turf toe or some sort of arm injury away from being the starter. You are good. Keep your head in the game. You're going to be called on. At some time this year, Faison Brandon's probably going to get a little dinged up, as people do. So you've got to have George McIntyre be just as sharp and intense as he was when he was trying to win the job. He's a good guy. Faison Brandon, a tremendous talent, and also a tremendous young man, as I understand it. Also, has a lot of humility, and I think that's great. Meanwhile, I was talking about education. And should we tell kids about history? Would we even be having this conversation? It's a great story asked by Tim Gagline. We'll talk more about that after the top of the hour. But here's how education sometimes in history can be mixed up because we don't get into the details, as presented by our own, the one and only, Bernard Fife.
Now, you as
He was asking about the...
Emancipation Proclamation.
Yeah.
Go ahead, I'm all ears.
Yeah, you always was. Well, the Emancipation Proclamation... was a proclamation, is what it was.
What was it about?
About emancipation. What do you think it was about? What was it about? Use your head, man. It's common knowledge. There was these folks, and how else was they going to get themselves emancipated unless there was a proclamation? So they got themselves a proclamation, and they called it the Emancipation Proclamation.
Yeah?
Yeah, and I'm surprised at you for not knowing that, Andy. And I'll tell you something else. I'm even more surprised that you think I don't know about the Emancipation Proclamation.
We're still waiting for you to tell us about it.
Well, if you get so smart-alecky about it, maybe I'm not even going to tell you.
I love it. The Emancipation Proclamation. See, there are these people, and they... Now, how are they were going to get themselves emancipated unless they had a proclamation? So they got together. I mean, that sounds like the word salad that Kamala Harris would put together. I mean, that's fantastic. Or Bob Bell in seventh grade when I was known as Robert. For WRJZ Joy Radio, we'll talk about teaching kids history and civics, by the way. How many high school kids today know that there are three branches of government? If they don't know, is it their fault? Really, it's not? What are we teaching? In other words, why are we eliminating some of that teaching? That's what I'm curious. By the way, I hope to, in the next several days, get an update on Olga's Yodel to see if the bears caused any more problems and how well that they... Did they get a bear-proof door? In case you didn't hear... We heard that back on Friday, and it actually happened on Thursday night, a bear broke into Olga's Yodel in the Arts District, Gatlinburg, got away with some cream cheese, probably some other things too. I mean, if I was a bear, I couldn't walk past the display case without some cinnamon rolls. You're going to smell those too. But anyway... We pray for all the safety of Olga's Yodel and our friend Kim and Sean.
Picnic basket full of goodies.
Hey, hey, hey.
Oh, that's such a modest request. Tell you what, Yogi, I'll give you the big deal, the full package, the King Midas touch.
The King Midas touch?
Hey, hey, watch it. Those points are sharp.
No. Hey, 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 a picnic basket. Anyway. Also, remind me after the top of the hour, I want to tell you about a night of worship coming featuring not one, but four choirs in the Knoxville area. Four great choirs, four great music ministries in the Knoxville area combined into 250 voices. And it's an event that's going to be absolutely free. Four great churches getting together to worship God. Who would have ever thunk it?
You cannot be serious!
Yes! That's coming up as well here at WRJZ. Then we're going to talk about AI. We're going to talk about several facets of watching out what you get into with artificial intelligence. Table Talk Magazine is one of the resources I'm going to give away for August 2025. It's a writing about the tongue from the late, great R.C. Sproul from several years back. The New Living Translation Bible from Chuck Swindoll. That's about a $70 value. Going to give that away. Also, The Overcomers, a book from Paws and Tails series, discovering the power of faith and unity in the battle against darkness. If we got a battle against darkness, you better believe it. But Dave Carl's got a great book that's out. We're going to put that in there with the Table Talk magazine about the tongue and R.C. Sproul. Also another table talk called Assurance of Salvation. Oh, I love that. All right here at WRJZ, Joy Radio, 102.5 FM in Knox County, 99.5 in Sevier County, and we're all over the world at WRJZ.com. As I said earlier, be praying for our current sheriff, Tom Spangler. Tom is in the final stages of stage 4 pancreatic cancer. That's why the reason was given that he had to do a deposition a week ago for testimony entered in the case against 11 former and current Knox County Sheriff's employees. So we pray for all of that, too. For WRJZ Joy Radio, 7 o'clock, good morning. It's a pleasure to have you along. Coming up, Fox News and weather and traffic is on the way. Good morning from WRJZ Joy Radio. So what is this you bought me, Tanya Stout Brown?
I brought you the granddaddy of them all.
When it comes to pumpkin spice.
When it comes to pumpkin spice.
And it looks suspiciously like it comes from a Starbucks.
It does come from Starbucks. So over the past few weeks, as the different coffee shops have been rolling out pumpkin spice for the fall season, you know, we've been trying them out, testing them, and seeing how we like them. Of course, first we had Dunkin'. We had the pumpkin spice coffee and the pumpkin spice donuts. And, Krispy Kreme was first.
Yeah, and I did not want to like Krispy Kreme, pumpkin spice, cake, donuts.
Mm-hmm.
And I did. I didn't want to.
Yeah.
I mean, I just had this thing. Well, that's just stupid. I don't like it.
And then I brought in Dunkin' pumpkin spice donuts.
Yes.
Because they were second. And this is Starbucks. This is the pumpkin spice latte that started the pumpkin spice craze.
I was going to ask you what you have in your hands. That's the pumpkin spice latte.
Well, you've got the pumpkin spice latte. I also got one for Dave. You know, not too much, just enough so you can have a taste test.
Oh, man.
And what I've got is something new at Starbucks.
What is there?
This is the chider. It's a chai cider, so it's like apple cider.
Oh, I see.
But it's made
like chider.
But it's made with tea. And look, the barista put a little teeny tiny smiley face on it for me.
Aw.
Isn't that nice?
They like you. And it's kind of foamy at the top. It's supposed to be foamy, a little foamy at the top.
Let's try this.
Let's see what it's like. Give me your honest opinion, Tanya Stout Brown.
Oh, it's got a bite to it.
Got a bite to it?
Got a bite to it.
Huh, what do you mean a bite?
Well, I would probably enjoy it more if I hadn't just brushed my teeth a little while ago.
I see. Now, see, because those are two conflicting flavors.
Yeah.
Your toothpaste can ruin all sorts of things.
I know, it absolutely can. No, I think it's good. It's got definitely got that apple cider feel to it, but with tea. With tea. So Starbucks has gotten really smart. Well, you know, they've had to compete with Dunkin' and Krispy Kreme and all the other coffee shops that have come on board with pumpkin spice. And so one way they're competing is by offering more tea-based drinks because a lot of people don't drink coffee.
Right.
And a lot of ice drinks because, let's face it, we're talking fall and it's going to be 87 degrees today.
Yeah, but right now it's 63.
Yes.
This is glorious. I knew you had to have a big smile on your face when you walked in.
Oh,
you did.
Did you see my t-shirt?
Yes, ma'am. Happy fall, y'all. we're only about a month away.
Mm-hmm.
So basically September 21 starts fall. So we're not that far away. However, September 1st is what they call meteorologically fall. I don't know what that
means. Yeah, because of the weather systems and things like that. Well, there are multiple days now that are considered acceptable for beginning to decorate for fall. First of all...
Was that you or Stacy that did that in the conference room, by the way?
That was Stacy.
That's pretty good. I like it.
Yeah, she's really good at that kind of stuff, that decor kind of thing. Yeah, but, you know, you're talking about, like, your stores that sell decor, like Hobby Lobby and Michaels and places like that. They're rolling out their fall stuff back in June.
Oh, yeah.
For people to get ready.
For people like you.
Okay, so there are people who start, you know, July 5th decorating for fall.
Yes, the day after July 4th.
There are people who do Summerween sometime in July.
Summerween, is a Halloween takeoff.
They decorate for Halloween in July.
Y'all are getting all kinds of an education here.
Yeah, you are. There are people who start at the start of school, which is in August.
Yeah.
Or the first day of September. Or, of course, the actual first day of fall, which is September 22nd.
Uh-huh.
So those are considered the socially acceptable days to put out your fall decor. According to the calendar... Some people like to decorate for fall when they feel that first blast of cool air.
Well, in East Tennessee, it's basically September 5th, first UT game. I hate to say it, but you've only got a couple of more weeks to go ahead and get married and have your baby shower and whatnot. Because it's over till about December.
Mm-hmm.
And so then you can get married again. I got married on September 1st, as I said before.
Mm-hmm.
Opening day football season 1984.
What were you
thinking?
Was
I in love or what?
What are you thinking?
I mean, I'm still in love, but man.
I was just down at the O'Connor Senior Center last week, and we were talking about an event that we've got coming up. And you know what the first thing everybody was pulling out their calendars?
To look for UT games.
Yeah,
schedule.
Let's look at the UT schedule, you know, because we can't schedule anything when there's a home game for sure.
And there's only a certain amount of games that you know the start time on. Mm-hmm. There are some, though.
Hey, now, you know, I'm not big into sports, but I am big into fall. So it's
yes,
okay. Tell me what you think about this quarterback that the Vols have, who is a freshman.
Yeah, true freshman.
Like actual freshman.
He's been on campus for a few months, Faison Brandon.
Mm.
Faison Brandon's what you call a five-star recruit, which means that's the highest rating you can get.
Sure.
He was one of the top two quarterback recruits in the nation. Josh Heupel is known for developing young men into very good quarterbacks. He himself was second in the Heisman, and he himself, along with the rest of his teammates, won a national championship at Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
So he knows about quarterback. I like the
so
he
you,
is a good
you
young
feel,
man.
You feel confident in him, even though he's so young and lacks experience?
For sure. He's okay. Going to make some freshman mistakes, though.
Yeah.
You know what? It's going to be a thrill a minute.
Well, okay.
It may be like, I can't believe he did that. And then the next time it's going to be,
I can't believe he did that.
Oh, my word. 7:09, 9 minutes after 7 o'clock, Tanya Stout Brown and I, we talk about the importance of educating our kids. A great comment from Tim Gagline coming up in just a few moments, who's going to be on Focus on the Family. And then AI, I-O, oh my.
Ew.
All coming up.
More variety than a church potluck with less risk of tuna casserole. It's Bob Bell.
Call me crazy, call me a fool. I'm scared
because
I know the truth.
Tanya's song, her walk up. That's right.
Change my mind.
Here we go.
Here I go.
Come on now. When the battle rages, she doesn't back down. The gates of hell will not prevail against me.
That's right.
I knew you had a rebellious streak in you, Tanya.
She does. Crank it up, Mr. Dave. I love it. Miss Wilson, we appreciate it. She got some good music, man.
Great.
For WRJZ, Joy Radio 712, 12 minutes after 7 o'clock. I love some of these Christian musicians, too, that have that country whang to them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you look at them on the stage, they don't have body parts hanging out.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry. They don't.
Mm-hmm.
They look like they're, but they're beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And they're sweet. And when they talk, they talk like normal human beings. And they have fun. And they cry. And they pray for people. And it's just.
The majority of the extremely popular contemporary Christian artists, the majority, don't stay in the front and center of the business forever.
Nope. That's true.
And I think that's because they understand. They don't buy out to the fame.
Yep.
Their families are more important. Their health is more important.
Their faith is more important.
Their faith is most important of all. But you think of some of the, you know, you think of some of the people that you listen to on the radio in the 1990s who
sure.
were like so hot. And
sure.
They're sitting in the pew in church and raising their families and
yep.
they've moved on. And that's okay. That is totally okay.
Love it. There's some ladies at Point of Grace that I was talking to, I don't know, it was a few years ago. They came to Knoxville and did a mini concert.
Mm-hmm.
Really good. And I'd spoken to them back in the 90s when I was but a young pup.
Mm-hmm.
And here we all had kids and we're kind of growing up and sort of.
Right.
And to hear their walk with Christ. And performing was like a secondary thing. Yes, that's how they made their daily bread. But on the other hand,
right.
it really was about writing. It really was mm-hmm. about helping people grow in their faith.
Mm-hmm.
And I just loved listening to them. And it made what they sang to me more
mm-hmm.
important. Anyway.
Well, I think about Stacy Orrico, who was really big. I listened
just
to her.
A baby.
And Francesca Battistelli.
Yeah, they were just 16 years old.
They got some rips in my jeans or
yeah.
something, whatever
yeah.
the song was. Jamie Grace, who I have become friends with on TikTok. She is such a sweetheart, and she's still out there doing music, but she's just, you know, not front and center anymore.
Well, and then Stephen Curtis Chapman.
Yep, there's another one.
Who has, for his entire 40-year career,
mm-hmm.
has stayed true to it.
Yeah,
still stays true to
still,
it.
They're all still making music.
Oh, yeah.
But they're not part of that cycle.
No. It's just, it's...
And good for them.
And it's a beautiful thing to watch because they're really serious about their faith.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tell it. It comes out in their music, comes out in what they do. And then when you have interaction with, if you're a welcoming radio station like we've been many times, when we have Love 89, especially back in the day, you could tell there were some people that really, they were just wonderful to be around. There were some people that were business.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was business.
Mm-hmm.
And I get it. But it was business. And that doesn't mean they weren't spiritual, but it was more business than spiritual. when I talked to Rebecca St. James's dad,
mm-hmm.
I loved that guy. I just loved him. I met him one time.
Yeah.
Now, she was easy to talk to, and I really appreciate. She was 17.
Mm-hmm.
So my Rebecca just loved her because they're the same name and all that sort of stuff. But it was about the same time that my daughter was falling in love with Christian contemporary music.
Mm-hmm.
At about 8, 9 years old, here's Rebecca St. James at 17 bursting on the scene. But to talk to her dad and these two little boys, you know, on the floor playing at his feet, that all come from Australia.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they were at the WNOX auditorium with Bob Carlyle, mm-hmm. Butterfly Kisses. And so there we were. But there we were. And it was just, I liked being around them. There were a couple of our other artists at that same event I didn't feel comfortable with.
Mm.
And it was, I didn't mean they're bad. I don't want to broad brush them. But I just felt like, they're about business.
Yeah.
Let's sign this and get out of the
There's
way.
There's a
sign
difference.
Sign this and next. Let's go.
Yeah.
And so, well, Cindy Morgan, I remember she came to Knoxville.
Oh, wow, yeah. There's a name I haven't heard in a long time. I know we got listeners who are probably going like, who are all these people you're talking about?
Man, they're
That's
incredible.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they are the hottest thing going, but they make their mark on the industry, and then they move on with their Christian lives.
She wanted my daughter, who was 10 or 11 at that time, and Becca had just come to faith in Christ, she wanted my daughter to help her at her merch table. She said, is it okay if she, because my daughter was just in trouble. Well, is it okay if she just hangs out and helps me at the table? Since I need help,
We got to be part of a prayer circle with Colton Dixon. We, laid hands on him and prayed on him.
Oh, wow.
Prayed over him before he went out for Winter Jam. And where is he? Is he still recording music?
I don't know.
I don't even know.
Is he producing?
What
is,
maybe.
716.
I tell you who's around the Crowder, David Crowder.
Yeah.
I actually saw him backstage at the same concert, but I didn't recognize him. I just thought he was some kind of ruffian.
With the beard and everything.
He had on the flannel shirt.
Are you okay, sir? Do you need a dollar?
No. There's just some guy. Yeah, I know. There's some guy who's just loading in stuff from the truck. But.
For WRJZ Joy Radio. So coming up in Focus on the Family, we're going to talk about a little more about teaching kids American history in the 250 and the semi-quincentennial.
Mm-hmm.
Also, it's kind of funny because you could do some on-the-street interviews, whether it's at the University of Tennessee or the streets of Washington, D.C., as I saw last night on primetime. There was a guy, Johnny, who was doing some on-the-street interviews at a beach somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just asking basic questions about how many branches of government there were and what they're called and kind of what they do. And there were some 20-somethings. And
at the beach?
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't know. Mm. I mean, there's a couple of them that kind of knew. I think there's a judicial, aren't they judges? Yeah, okay. That's good.
Yeah.
Well, I think there's, let's see, what's the executive branch?
You might have done better if you'd gone where the nerds hang out.
Yeah, for sure. Hopefully they would know.
Hopefully.
Jay Leno used to do that same thing on the Tonight Show.
That's
he did.
Right, yeah.
He asked a girl one time, who was the first president of the United States? And she said Barack Obama.
I'm not kidding. No, I heard one. Who did we defeat in the Revolutionary War? Germany? Nope. 18 minutes.
Ask the theater kids. They'll know it was King George.
18 minutes after 7 o'clock at WRJZ. We're going to pray for our elected officials with Dr. Pat Paulus in just a few moments in partnership with Knoxville Wholesale Furniture.
As the book of James says,
let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God.
There are many things in life that can try our patience. But right here, you'll find a source for peace, calm, and patience.
We're Joy Radio.
Well, you talk about something I've had to learn.
Peace, calm, and patience. That's you and me, right?
We're a picture. You look at the dictionary, there's Tanya Stout Brown and Bob Bell.
Under peace and calm, and that's us.
Slow to speak.
No, slow to speak.
Here we are at 724. If you believe that, I've got some swampland up there in the Glades Road in Gatlinburg. Where I think we have Olga's Yodel back open the next day.
Yeah, so they recovered. I heard there was a bear break in there.
Yeah, he got off wave with some cream cheese.
Mm.
So I made the statement on the air. I said, does a bear do that in the woods? Well, we're going to find out. Sorry. Happy breakfast, everybody. Good to have you along at WRJZ. I am Bob Bell. That is Tanya Stout Brown.
Hi there.
Today, we're talking about educating kids with American history. Do we still do that? Today, Jim Daly has a fascinating conversation with his name is Tim Gagline.
Mm-hmm.
And Tim Gagline is a historian, but also a minister. He really has a heart for making sure kids know as much as possible. Our founding fathers were not perfect. You all know that.
Mm-hmm.
We see it. But there was a biblical worldview that permeated a lot of what they did. Now, sometimes they turned it off, like you and I do. Don't sit there and act sanctimonious like you don't. I do, too. Sometimes I ignore what God has clearly said. Then I have to repent. That's what had to happen. But anyway, he talks about this because there are people having discussions these days in parts of education. Should we even teach certain parts of American history?
Jim, if you and I were having this conversation in 1970, which, you know, that's a snap of the finger by American history, right? If you and I were having this conversation only in 1970, okay, 77% of all American homes were comprised of mothers and fathers and at least one child, 18 years of age and under. That number today is less than 25%. The breakdown of marriage and family is very expensive. And it seems to me that it is one of the great parts of restoration in our constitutional democracy to once again focus like a laser beam on the importance to a free society of strong marriages, families, and parents. We need to go tell a new generation, right, that marriage is good, babies and children are good, and faith and freedom go together. They're not opposed.
Yeah. And that's, you know, for 2026, that's very difficult to understand for some people because they think, well, I don't know if I want to bring children into a world like this. I get it. But a world like this has been a world like this for a long time.
Mm.
It didn't just... Sin didn't just start a couple of years ago.
And when we talk about the breakdown of the family, you know, you always have single parents who feel like you're piling guilt on them.
Yeah, don't do that.
It's not about, you know, the structure of the family that, you know, everybody has to have, you know, mom, the dad, and the 2.5 kids, mm-hmm. and the white picket fence. It's about what's happening in that home.
Right.
That commitment to family, that way that you're raising your children.
My mom was a woman of God, but she was a single mom.
Yeah.
Now, so
and she prioritized the family.
But let's go back to 1969,
mm-hmm.
when that divorce happened. Okay, there were 750 kids attending Seymour Elementary School all the way up to the seventh grade, so elementary plus middle. There were several moms who were single moms due to being a widow, like four or five.
Mm-hmm.
There was one divorce.
Mm-hmm.
Ours.
I'm sorry, Bob. That had to be hard.
And not that I went to counseling over it with Dr. Todd, because I did.
Mm-hmm.
But that was it. That was the way it was in 1960. Was that everybody else's fault? No.
Mm-hmm.
It was a reality. And everybody knew because he was the doctor in Seymour. Everybody
mm-hmm.
knew. And there you are.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was an embarrassment. It was... confusion. When you're seven, you don't understand when mom and dad sit you down and says, hey, we're not going to be living together anymore. You don't know what to think. And then you hear the word divorce, and at seven, that the only time I've ever heard the word divorce was on a soap opera.
Yeah,
I didn't even know what that meant. And they explained to me as best they could to a seven-year-old. Now, they both did very well in trying to explain and making it as amicable as possible.
But did you do what so many kids do? Did you think it was somehow your fault, your responsibility?
Subconsciously.
Mm-hmm.
My mom later told me, she said, I want you to know, one of the reasons we stayed together longer than we did is because I was pregnant with you. They were thinking about divorce before I came.
Mm-hmm.
I really was a surprise, but I learned to look at it a different way when somebody got a hold of me and my biblical Christian worldview took over. I wasn't just a surprise. I wasn't a surprise to God.
Right.
I was supposed to be there.
That's right.
And my mom said, you know, in a way, you probably saved my life. And then she, you know what she became later in life? A counselor.
Hmm.
Got her education, University of Tennessee, graduated 3.98, back when 3.98 was really something. And at age 54, she graduated.
Wow.
With a degree in counseling. And she became a counselor for Overlook. And so it's amazing how that worked out.
Well, and here you are on the air. Think about how you've been able to preach the gospel, not only on the air, you know, in the jail ministry that you work with, in your church ministries. And there's evil in this world. Bad things happen in this world. We suffer the consequences of other people's decisions. But I believe that everything that happens has the potential to be...
That's a good word.
A blessing.
What the devil meant for evil, God meant for good.
Mm-hmm. All things.
And he will use those all things.
All things.
Romans 8:28.
Mm-hmm.
He will use it. 7:30 at WRJZ. That's Tanya Stout Brown. I'm Bob Bell. More coming up as we talk about AI. I'm down for the latest in Fox News. Right here, WRJZ, brought to you by Fleet Tire. I was there yesterday. They pulled a nail out and patched my tire.
Oh.
It was a brand new tire I bought back from them last December. Mm-hmm. I still look at my tires and consider them brand new.
Mm.
Thank you, Fleet Tire, for being our sponsor this morning.
And now back to the Bob Bell Show.
Tanya and I were having a therapy session. I felt like I was on the couch, you know. She goes, and how does that make you feel?
Now, you know, we worked at a lot of different radio stations, and there are plenty of radio stations when the microphones are off during these commercial breaks, you know.
Should be a podcast.
The talk completely stops. You know, and somebody will go to the coffee machine, and somebody will go to the restroom, and they just don't talk to each other.
Not here.
We never stop talking.
No.
We don't stop talking. For the entire hour, folks. We don't stop talking.
There's some friends of mine who are in ministry. They're in marriage ministry.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff and Debbie. And I love Jeff and Debbie McElroy, Forever Families. They minister all over the world. From Knoxville, Tennessee. They moved from Lubbock, Texas about 30 years ago. They actually told me happiness is Lubbock, Texas in your rearview mirror.
Aww.
I said, really? Yep. And they said they were at another radio station and being interviewed, and the host was a pretty famous person, you know, good host, really good. Good question asker, very smart individual. Mm-hmm. But during the breaks, he would not talk to them. He stared at his phone. He texted a few people. He was working. He had no interaction.
I've been in those situations.
And the guests are right there. If I have guests in this studio, I don't care who they are. If I don't know them, I'm going to talk to them.
We're wearing them out.
You know, we're not sitting there in our phones like, and it really put them off. And they said, I couldn't believe it. And then when the music came back on and they were back on the air.
Personalities.
Yeah.
Back.
Boom.
Boom.
It's like they never left, but it's like. During the break, no talking. Yeah.
Well, I mean, to be fair, a lot of radio people are very much introverted.
Very much so.
And, you know, they turn that microphone
off. Not us.
Because, see, it's an empty room, and you talk to an empty room. But, Chad, you come in here as a guest during the commercial breaks. We're going to be asking you, you know, how many dogs you have and what you had for supper last night and where you're going next. And
if Tanya and I were to stand up in front of 5,000 people at a Christian concert, it's just that's just like breathing. There's nothing. There's nothing. It's perfectly normal. For a lot of people, it would paralyze them.
Yeah.
You know, and or they would put on a second performance mentality, but still, once they get off the stage, they have to be kind of isolated because they feel weird. For people like us, we're the ones that go out in the crowd, start shaking everybody's hand. Hey, how you doing? Because we're one of you.
Yeah.
That's it.
And that's because, see, I'm considered, what is it, an amnivert or an ambivert, which is a combination of introvert and extrovert.
Huh.
So I like to have my quiet peace.
Right.
I got to have my downtime. I got to have my refueling time. But it's like you said, that connection, that connection.
Maybe that's what I am. Because at 4 o'clock in the morning on the back porch in Acts chapter 28 now, I'm sitting here past all those shipwrecks and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just, I love that time.
That's
and just
quiet.
Listening to him.
Mm-hmm.
And then I talk to him. Not out loud because Miss Meg's asleep. Mm-hmm. But I'm out on the porch. And it's so quiet. It's so wonderful. I couldn't even hear crickets this morning, but it was 63 degrees. It was great.
See, that's another thing I like about fall.
Yeah.
We're getting to that time when I can walk out on my front porch and look at the stars in the morning.
Remember a few weeks ago we
love
walked
that.
We walked out and it was like 78?
Yeah. And turned around and walked right back in.
Am I like Barbados here? What's going on here? Today it's different. It's a beautiful day at WRJZ. Tuesday is here. Coming up in just a few moments, yeah, we've got the reason we teach. All right, more of that. By the way, Faison Brandon, going to be a good quarterback, I think.
Okay.
Young. George McIntyre, who lost the position, I'll tell you what I would have said to him. Coming up in just a few moments, because he didn't lose anything.
Thanks for listening this August.
We're doggedly determined to fetch some great programs for you
during the dog days of summer.
This is Joy Radio.
Just friends. WRJZ Joy Radio.
Weren't we going to talk about AI?
We are eventually.
Okay. You got 19 minutes. You better move it.
I got a feeling some of this is going to spill into the... We already did the...
We're just chasing rabbits this morning.
We are.
Again.
Real quick, Knoxville Worship Choir. Salem. Black Oak Heights. Wallace Knox and Grace.
Wow.
All four choirs. Worship night, September 13th, 6 p.m. That's a Sunday. 6 p.m. Absolutely free at Grace. I'm in it. But that don't let that stop you from coming.
So what are some of the song selections?
God, you've been so, so good to me. There's several others, though, that you won't know. There's another combination song that
like a medley.
Has Is He Worthy in it? Mm. Is He Worthy? He is. There's several others, though, that are brand new. We're also going to do a recording that night.
Ah.
So there's going to be a recording, and there's going to be an audible recording Saturday prior. So Saturday the 12th, all of this 250-voice choir is going to get together and record this music for an album piece.
That's exciting.
So, but church is working together in the ecclesia. All right, so AI. I saw, I guess it was earlier today, a picture of a lady saying, hey, if you want to know more about something, I don't know what she was talking about, but you know, all you have to do is just ask me. I will tell you. You can tell. She was very AI.
Mm.
She started out with an image that looked like a real woman, because it probably was, but then AI made her talk. Things like that. What things do we need to be looking for, not to shy away from everything, but at the same time, not to embrace everything? Well, how do we handle this?
It's a brave new world. AI is here and it's not going anywhere.
No, that's true.
But right now, it's like a wild horse.
That's a good way to put it.
It's a wild horse.
It ain't got no saddle on it or nothing.
Yeah, you don't shoot the horse. just because it's wild, but it's got to be, we got to put a fence around it, mm-hmm. and we've got to tame it so we can use it. It's a great tool. It is a great tool.
But right now it's bucking around like a wild horse
but
does.
But I will tell you, you know, when the person who is really good at AI, mm-hmm. whether it's visual or audio mm-hmm. or written word, I mean, it's almost impossible to tell the difference. Almost impossible. So the main thing I would say is lean into your traditional respected sources of news. I think that's what's most important.
Mm.
Because you can't believe anything. I mean, I hate to say that. You can't believe anything you see on social media right now.
That makes you sound old.
I'm sorry.
But you know what? It's true.
It's true. You cannot believe anything you see on social media. If you see something on social media, you got to go check it out somewhere else. Get on Google. Get on your search engine of choice. Go look it up on a couple of different networks or a couple of different newspapers to verify it.
Do you know the University of Tennessee is one of the top 10 ranking online bachelor programs for AI? And one of the few in the nation, it's the first in the nation to actually have a degree availability.
That's great.
Because we're not running away from it.
Yeah, we got to learn about it. We've got to.
You better run at it.
Yeah.
You got to go toward this giant, don't you, with the rock.
Mm-hmm. You really do.
And make sure that you learn how to tame it.
It can do great things, but it's also scary too. And it's interesting to me that Gen Z, the younger adults, are more likely to be opposed to it and avoid it.
Why is that? That's interesting.
I had a conversation with one of them.
That's interesting.
Who talked, and what we figured out between the two of us was that she has grown up in a world with technology. She has grown up in a world where she has had to, as she has grown, learn to be discerning and learn not to rely on technology. It's been part of what's wired, and we're all like, oh, look at this cool toy. This is something new. This is exciting.
Yeah,
we're
different. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But we have this conversation on a regular basis, Chandler and I do, because Chandler's in his 20s, and, right. I'm not.
Not quite.
But, you know, I love AI. AI has made my job easier and more efficient. And
she's creative director and a copywriter.
I mean,
does so many different things.
Chandler doesn't like it. He says, you know, if you're going to use AI, he said, can you, like, label everything you do that has AI? So I'll know. I said, why? So you can delete it? He said, well, maybe.
And listen, he's very tech savvy. It's not that. He's very suspicious.
Hey, the fact that we have people in their 20s who are warning us, you and I, full-grown adults.
That ought to be a red flag.
That ought to be a red flag about AI right there. That ought to be a red flag.
I'll be dogged. That's good. For WRJZ. All right, so Steve Brown, this is not AI. Steve Brown coming up today. At 11:45, goes back to 1988. You've got to hear this voice.
Okay.
He's preaching about the fact that when you're ministering to somebody the gospel, do you ever get performance mentality like, if I don't do this right, I'm going to drop the ball? Don't do that. It's not dependent on your performance. It's just the Word of God and the Holy Spirit that calls people.
First, you ought to be careful because God hates obstructors of life. Look at Matthew 23:13. But woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you shut up the kingdom of heaven against men, for you neither go in yourselves, nor do you allow those who are entering to go in. I love the priest who said when he was a young man, I thought I was going to win the world to Christ. He said, when I got in my 30s, I was going to make a significant impact for Christ in the world. When I got into my 50s, I was going to really speak the gospel and draw thousands to his name. As I got into my 60s, I thought, I want to be faithful. And now that I'm at the age of retirement, I get on my knees and say, Lord, help me not to lose too many. I want you to know, one of the dangers of those of us who are Christians is that we think evangelism is dependent on us.
Yeah. Don't fall into that.
Yeah.
Coming up today, 11:45. Key Life, right here at WRJZ. Tanya and I can't believe the last leg of the Bob Bell Show next.
And now, back to the Bob Bell Show.
Woke up this morning and realized I've been made better.
just love this song. I just love it. I love the artist.
My old friends are asking what happened to you.
The singer of Dusty Bibles.
The man is gone. He's in the grave where he belongs.
That's right.
That there was made upon a cross. And I'm moving on. I'm the
sounds like a modified Mumford, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Like you could go to Red Rock. You ever see the footage from Mumford's concert at Red Rock?
No.
Oh.
Good stuff.
I cried.
Oh.
I mean, it was energetic and it was young guys dressed in suspenders and white shirts and jeans that looked like they came out of the 1830s and just in banjos and acoustic guitars and.
Okay.
I mean,
hey, good morning. I'm Tanya Stout Brown.
That's
Bob Bell.
And this is the Bob Bell Show?
Yes, and we're going to talk for a few minutes about UT football. We all know, you know, when it comes to football.
That must be AI.
I just forgot to care. sorry.
You know what? That's probably one of the reasons you're a healthy person.
I don't, you know. I think it's, you know, but anyway, I acknowledge that a lot of people do. But I was interested to hear that the quarterback is going to be a freshman.
Yeah, he is a freshman.
And that, we were talking off the air a minute ago, that's a lot of responsibility to pack on somebody that age. So I know that you're in the know about UT football, so give me the scoop on this.
He's got good parents.
Mm-hmm. That's good. That's key.
He made a very careful, thoughtful decision when he made his decision to come to the University of Tennessee. It wasn't just off the... I think this is the kind of guy, too, that's going to stay. Now, in this day and age with NIL money, name, image, and likeness, he's going to make about $3 million.
Mm.
Okay, so if you're 18 years old and you have $3 million dumped in your lap, the first thing you need to do is hit your knees and pray.
Yeah.
As Dave Ramsey would say, well, he's got the kind of parents and support system and church around him that will get him there.
That's good. How do you, as a coach, though, explain that to the rest of the team?
Okay, for one thing, you go to George McIntyre, who is number two, and you send him down. George is a sophomore this year. And you say, George, hey, Mac, we need you. Just because he edged you out in this competition. Two people cannot start at quarterback. There can be one. So I need you to stay in the game and stay in it. And we'll find out more about George McIntyre's character, who's also a fine young man, by the way, I understand, as the year rolls on, if he stays serious. Look, one tweaked ankle, one small hand injury, and George McIntyre's the guy. We've got a young man by the name of Staub who comes from from the transfer portal. I don't know his ups and downs. He's okay. He could probably manage the game, sort of. He's not a great player. He's not a bad player by no stretch of the imagination. He wouldn't be on the team. But he's just a backup. But either of these two could be starters.
Mm-hmm.
So then you talk to the rest of the team and say, hey, this is why, you know, this is... And a lot of the team's going to say, yeah, I could see that. Because they were there. They're in practice. They see what goes on.
Yeah.
You know, so... But this doesn't mean George McIntyre's less. But Faison Brandon, good on him. He's been there since January. So
yeah, if I'm George McIntyre, I'm still not buying that.
Well, I mean, and he may not.
I mean, you know, and I hope this goes well. I hope they pull together. What we're really going to see, Bob, we're really going to see how well they function as a team.
You will.
Are they all going to be able to put the good of the team ahead of their own personal interests?
Now, you know a lot more than you think you know.
Because he hasn't paid his dues.
Right.
He hasn't paid his debt. I'm afraid that's going to be an issue internally.
Could be.
And that could affect what happens on the field.
And it depends on maturity and coaching and everything else that goes around it. Plus, there are a lot of players on that team that are of really high character. There really are.
That's great.
Because that's the kind of person that he's looking to recruit.
But let me tell you, Georgia McIntyre's mama is not happy
now. Oh, no. Of course not. That's her baby.
Yeah.
And it would be weird if she was happy.
He's worked, and he's served, and he's spent his year on the team.
For sure.
He's, you know.
He has. He's got the blood and gut spilt and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
You know a lot more than you think you know, but you know human nature. That's what you know. You've watched long enough and been a journalist long enough and been also in healthcare and every other aspect of life long enough to know that, of course, you're going to feel that way. But I don't think it was a surprise to George McIntyre because he saw Faison Brandon, what he could do too.
Mm-hmm.
But Faison Brandon is a guy who can pull the ball down and run as opposed to just throwing it. If he's got somebody not open, he's got the ability to do that, pick up 5 yards. Guess what else he has the ability to do? Get hurt.
Yeah.
The more you run, the more you get hurt. However, he's very solid. George McIntyre, if you see him, he's 6'6", weighs about 210. He looks like he could be broken half very quickly. Now, he's tougher than that. A lot of people don't understand. That's not he's much more solid than you think he is, but he doesn't look that way. He's gained weight. He weighed about 190 at 6'6". That's a small person. You're talking about Southeastern Conference defenders hitting him.
190. I could take him. I could take him.
The point is, he's a fine young man.
I would run and I would aim for his belly.
Yeah.
Just launch in and break him in half.
Most people,
I could take him.
Most, a lot of people, see, you got the right idea.
190 pounds.
You would come up to about his belly.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Just launch in there at eye level.
Just think about this. Knox County is going to have a mayor that was 6'9", 295 pounds, to Betsy, who maybe, I don't know if she's 100 or not. She's a wonderful, I mean,
I need to say something really great about Glenn Jacobs here, and mm-hmm. a lot of people forget this. When he came into office, he had zero experience.
That's right.
None. Goose egg. Zero experience.
Kind of like Faison Brandon?
He's got experience at least.
Well, I guess he does.
I mean, Mayor Jacobs had none.
None.
And
not as a politician.
He really has done well as a county mayor.
He's
gotten national notoriety. So Betsy's coming in, and she was
chairman of the school board for a number of years.
She's got quite a lot of experience. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, it'll be interesting to see what direction Knox County goes in from here.
It will be.
Because I expect education to be a real priority for her.
And this is why we pray for our leaders.
Yes.
Whether they have a donkey or an elephant beside their name, doesn't matter. Pray for them. Lift them up before God and ask God to give his wisdom.
The libertarians need an animal.
Liberty. The libertarian llama. Whatever. I don't know if they're neutral enough. Llama libertarian.
I will never look at a libertarian the same way again.
Wednesday of the Bob Bell Show to be another good one. Thank you for joining us. Tanya, thank you.
Oh, always a pleasure to play in the sandbox.
The second pumpkin spice latte.
Pumpkin spice latte.
It was great. I'm Bob Bell. God willing, go out and do Jesus to someone today.